Yeah.
These are the trips of lifetimes for people.
Yes, they are. We have people that have dreamed about coming up here to Dillingham, to the wilds of Alaska, and this is a once-in-a-lifetime deal for them. But we have a number of individuals that have come up every year. They've made it a get together with the boys and go to Alaska and do our 6 to 10 day float trip and just have a good time.
What are some of the most popular rivers you put people on every year?
Okay, our most popular rivers are the Good News, the Kinnick-Tock, and the Togiak rivers.
And how many years have you been running this business?
I started doing this in 1992.
Okay.
So it's been a while.
Now, the reason we asked you here is to discuss how these airline prices that are outside of your control are affecting your business.
What we've known, okay, this is how it's gone. Even during the down years when the economy tanked around 2007, we still had a pretty good clientele that would come up here and, like you say, do their once-in-a-lifetime trip or do their regular trip. So we've had a pretty steady clientele, but since about 2010, we started seeing a trend where our bookings started to drop off. And I had actually clients call and tell me, said, you know what it is, Dan, it's nothing to do with how you guys treat us out there in Dillingham. We think that the town is great. The air taxis that we work with are great. Your equipment's great. But when we go to look at prices to get to Dillingham, and we know that we can fly clear across country, you know, on flyer miles and get deals, you know, we can fly clear across the country for $600-$700, and then we have to pay that last stretch from Anchorage to Dillingham, you know, around the $600 range, and sometimes it's as much as $680. So that hurts. And then on top of that, when you get here, you don't have your luggage. You don't have your fishing poles. You don't have half of your gear. And then you wind up having to do a layover day or delay your trip, you know, by a day or so until you get your gear and you panic.
Is that a frequent occurrence?
That's a frequent summertime occurrence. That's a frequent summertime occurrence.
You said to me earlier that what you're noticing is people are flying to Bethel and starting their trips from there.
Yeah. Our clients started telling us a number of years ago. They said, Dan, we can fly to Bethel, Alaska, way cheaper than we can fly to Dillingham, Alaska, and do the same rivers from the Bethel side. And you can't argue with them. For instance, the same $650 ticket or $600 plus ticket that you're going to pay for in the peak time from June through August, everyday prices to Bethel, Alaska on either Alaska Airlines or Raven Air are $250 round trip. $250 round trip tickets. And when you're talking about a group of people, a group of guys that are anywhere from 6 to 9 and sometimes as large as 14 people, and you're going to be paying, you know, a third of the amount of money going to Bethel, you're going to be saving a lot of money. And so that's what they've been doing, is booking their trips and going out of Bethel. So we've been losing on the Dillingham side. The B&Bs have been losing. Their rentals are going down. Our bookings are going down, and that affects the stores, because when these guys go out to do their float trips for 6, 8, 10 days, and the Europeans usually like to do a 14-day trip, they'll go to the stores and spend over $1,000 in supplies, you know, food and that type of thing for their trip.
What do our local float plane operators tell you that you work with?
Well, they know the same thing.
Also losing business.
Yeah, also losing business, because those are the people I work with. We've only got several air taxis that do the float plane operations. But anyway, yeah, Mr. Siebert was in town here a while back talking about how he was comfortable with his prices that he charges for a round trip from here to Anchorage. And he said he was comfortable with his price. He thought his price was fair.
I don't think that's set well with a lot of folks, but you're saying not especially with your industry.
Oh, especially with my industry. You know, it's to me, it's like kind of like gouging in a way. I mean, he's got a captive market. There's no competition, and that's the thing that we want to get out, is that
What's the solution? What could
we
be
need?
Done?
We need competition.
Do you see any on the horizon?
There has been competition that has come into town before, but they haven't been able to stay long enough to build up a steady clientele. But when they do come into town, as you will know, as people do know, Pinair will drop his prices to compete against them. We've had Frontier Airlines come in and try for, I think it was for a little over a year, maybe they tried to do the Dillingham market. But we need maybe Raven Air to come back in or something along those lines to give Pinair some competition to lower our prices, because these airline tickets are kind of like stifling our economy. People are hurting because you can't get to and from town.
Last question, and maybe to put it into perspective, how are your bookings looking for 2015 here?
In 2014, they were probably down over half. They were down over half, and this year is going to be about the same or maybe even a little less than last year. So it's not looking to be a good season at all.
Dan Boyd, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.